And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Cooper, Cooper!
Hello!
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And thank you for being patient with us. Sorry we haven't had a show for a few weeks, but it's because we've been away and we've been messing things up and everything's been a bit mad and everything's gone a bit wild and crazy. In a sort of adult wild and crazy. That sounds wrong, doesn't it? Adult wild and crazy. But you had a good time away?
Yes, great time.
And I had a great time away, and we're back with a new format to the show. That's right, we've gone from 6 to 8 songs. It's very exciting. 8 new bands this week. Have we played it? Oh, we've only played one before, I think. And that's the very first band we're playing from their new album, which I did have in front of me and I've obviously already put down. From their brand new album, this is the jewel from the album Childish Behaviour and Dead Rock Stars. All right, Michael.
I'm
suppose that is the Jewel and Dead Rock Stars from their album Childish Behaviour, Tony. Now, this album has taken a little bit of a different direction from the last one.
Okay.
In that, basically, lovely Tara is sounding a lot more new wavy, the way they've got a set up on this, rather than, you know, she had that kind of real sort of cheeky, girly, sexy voice on the last one. This one, she's sounding a bit more Hazel O'Connor, a bit more Lena Lovitch, if you will. And thanks to Tara and Andy for sending me this. It's a double CD. There is a bonus CD on it of acoustic versions of a lot of the songs on it, demonstrating their slightly different direction. You might think that this show has a slightly different direction this week, because the first three songs might not be the kind of stuff you're used to hearing, but there's a reason for all of them. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Jewel's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheJewel.
It is. It's Tony Wong, poorly being internet nil. And now, one of the good things about being away for the best part of 3 weeks is that we finally got some MySpace comments.
MySpace.com/PunkyRadio.
Please do leave us a MySpace comment. We like to get them. And I've rediscovered MySpace. I had been Facebooking it a bit, but after going to Pineda de Mar to psychically meeting and realising that everyone there is on MySpace, I thought, I ought to get back on this baby. So I have done. Anyway, these are, I think they are our top five comments this week. What's up, you fucking low snorkeling corporate fuck pony smacktards? A nice intro. So I'm having one punky a day. This is no joke. I was listening to the podcast and you were talking about Manly Tony Hearn's fear of flying, when all of a sudden all of my MySpace ads are about flying. Then my dog jumps on my bed while listening to the podcast and starts humping my leg. It's quite funny though, because she is so small. Then I was at a part of town called Broad Ripple. I'll give you a Broad Ripple. Full of vintage shops and music stores where all the emos, Kimblood, and hippies hang out. I was walking down the sidewalk, almost ran into a light pole. I don't know whether they mean a blonde Eastern European or a, you know, anyway. Naturally exclaimed, always looking.
Always looking.
People looked at me, so I sneered, flicked them off, calling them smacktards, and walked on, puffing away at my cigarettes. The end. Stephen Camp, or as I'm calling him from now on, Camp Stephen. Hey, Punky, I've got a word of the week for you. Nippleback. The little adjustment buckles on the back of a woman's bra, which suggests that men have bras. Their underclothing looks like back nipples. Credit has to go to my friend Paul J. Holden on Twitter. Scotty Punk. Yeah, all very well, Scotty Punk, but A, bet you can't say purple burger alarm. And B, if you want a word of the week, you've got to email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, word of the week, as... Now I've got to find this thing now, because it is... I have got time for word of the week before the next bit. Where's my additional material? Here we go. As did... Da, 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 da. Hang on, it's nearly open. I've got a new laptop.
Anticipation.
As did Bill in New York. Thank you, Bill. This came through to PaulieB@PunkyRadio.com. He titled his email word of the week. This is what I'm... Paulie B. was just talking with a friend, and as soon as he said this, first I laughed and then started to write this email, because I think this could be a good phrase of the week for you. My friend has recently taken up vegetarianism because of a girl he is dating. They lead you from a higher purpose, I'm telling you. Anyhow, we were talking on the phone and he said it has not been an easy morning. My bowels have been having a clearance sale. That one I've never heard before, and it made me laugh. I thought I would share. Speak to you soon, Bill, New York. Thank you very much, Bill. If your bowels have had a clearance sale, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. My bowels have had a clearance sale. Let's hear all about it right here on Punky. Let's make next week a psychopathy meeting and poo special. Right, Tone, I'm going to crack on with the next track, what with this new format and that. That okay with you?
Yep.
Right, well, I've so many documents over here. So, anyway... now, the Jewel are friends of the show and from the UK, as we know. And also, Bad Head are friends of the show that you may not know about. They feature and are the brains of one Andy J. Davis. Andy Davis, who recorded Got on Holiday for me, advertising in Hitchin. And after the Rhythms of the World Festival on Sunday, I saw him and he said, hey, I've got our new CD at last. I went, brilliant, I'll play it this week. He said, well, I think you ought to, after some of the shit I've been listening to on your show over the last few weeks. It's a little uncalled for. Anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, what is Badhead's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Badhead Music.
Oh, nearly. MySpace.com/BadHeadUK. It's Paulie B and Internet One, Tony One. This is from the album Bad Head, and this is Some Someone. That was Bad Head and Some Someone, and I am warning you now, Tony,
yeah,
that in a week or two's time we will be playing another track of theirs called GSFSB, which I know what it stands for, but I'm not telling you. And Andy was right, he said you're going to really like that track, and I do, I really like it, Andy. Well done. An interesting album. Personally, if I have a criticism, I think the vocals could be turned up a bit, but I know Andy's all right. Muso, he'll have got it exactly how he wants it.
Yeah.
Now, you also heard the Dead 60s were our bed in the last section. I forgot to say, sorry. Our bed in this section is the wonderful Cemetery Surfers and Tony.
Uh-huh.
Have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for
your... I asked you to marry me.
Thank you all for your Podcast Alley comments over the past... ages. It's a new month, it's now July, so if you haven't voted for us so far this month, please do vote for us. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read them out, all of them, and I'm still working my way through the backlog, but still keep them coming.
I've been working my way back to you, babe, with burning love inside. Ahoo.
And here's the top six.
I'm not sure about the ahoo bit. I don't think that's in the original version.
It adds to it, though. It's nice. Still the best. Better than all the rest. Really, it is the best podcast, but update the fucking website. It's a long time since the podcast was half an hour. Cheers, Steve. Yeah, good point.
That's your job, Tone.
Yeah.
Amongst your many other chores.
Punky Rocks. Go Punky. I'm listening from the deepest, darkest ditch that is the northwest of England. Punky is the best thing to do up here.
It is a fucking ditch.
Lots of love, Tom Bowley.
Tom Bowley. Oh, Tom, yeah. Bowley. Tom Bowley. Mm-mm-mm. Tom Bowley.
Sweet sounds from KW 1984.
a very accurate email and a very accurate comment.
Yeah.
They are indeed sweet sounds. So fuck you, Andy Davis.
How rude of him. I'm all for good music, whatever the costs. See ya. Alan K.L. Rogerson. Thank you.
Ooh. Well, thank you, Andrew. That's very nice.
Yeah. Ah!
Next time, Andrew. Try and write something funny.
Ah! The first vote of the month, and it's from the show's creator. How the Mighty Fall. All the best, Paulie B. That's from Paulie B.
I am the creator.
Creator. And finally, don't know how they do it. The Punky Crew keep ripping out Bazanga episodes every week. I am continuously 3 months behind, but thanks to the wonders of podcasts, I don't miss a second of these two smacktards. Always looking, Tim Potter.
Always looking. Thank you, Tim. And I have just realised that after having some slightly moody prawns at yesterday lunchtime, I have just realised why this morning my bowels were having a clearance sale.
All right.
I'd let the prawns were 2 days out of date. They've been in the fridge and everything. I hadn't left them like in a bucket in the sun. But yeah, they were a bit moody and I did have a bit of an incident. So my bowels have been having a clearance sale.
Oh dear. But anyway, that's it for Podcast Alley.
Is it? Excellent.
From your bowels, hopefully.
Yes, please do vote, and hopefully for my bowels. But I imagine there'll be further chapters about said bowels. Maybe that's what the B stands for in my name, Paul Bowels Edwards. So, yes, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. It makes fuck all difference, but we like you doing it. And you seem to like that more than MySpace. So vote for us, leave us a comment while you're there, and Tony reads them out. So I'm going to get on with the next one, Tony. Now, when I went to... when I came back from Spain, I got back on the Tuesday, and on the Wednesday, there was a thing called Howard's Room at the Globe in Letchworth, which I have spoken about before, and it's all acoustic shit. But I went down there, but the last band weren't acoustic shit. They fucking rocked, my friend. They fucking rocked.
Okay.
They're called Alpha Road. Now, I thought they were from around here, but judging by their MySpace page, they're from Cambridge and Manchester. So I'm not sure how they got together in the first place. I don't have any more information than that. The first song they played was my favourite one they did all night. And I went up to Alpha and said, have you got that on a CD? They went, no, we're recording it now. But we have got a CD, have this copy. Because one of the other tracks I liked on it was a track called Astronauts. I'm going to play it right now. This is Alpha Road.
Watch my lips. Keep looking for the truth that slips. And I am taking steps to your love. As this week goes by, I'm starting to find out why I need some time on my own. And I'll meet you in the twilight, say it's alright to your delight. Maybe dripping with rain, I'm letting you inside, set you down. Skips from your fingertips to mine. Happy days when everything's far away. Let our murmurs fade into night. And I'll meet you in the twilight. Say it's alright. Salty.
So that was Alpha Road and Astronauts. Now, I'm not sure whether they've spelled astronaut wrong on purpose or by accident, but it is spelled A-S-T-R-A-N-A-U-T. It's from the EP Colours, which is available via their MySpace page. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Alpha Road's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Alpha Road.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet 1. And I am going to be asking you the time-honored question, have you got a twat in a second? Mm-hmm. Just before I do, I want to read this out because I can't remember who sent me this, sadly. I think it came via email, but I didn't write down the name of it. But it came through a few weeks ago, and I forgot to read it out. But here goes. Like, it says, bit worrying, this one. Don't know if this is just a sick coincidence, but 2007, Chinese Year of the Chicken, bird flu pandemic devastates parts of Asia. 2008, Chinese Year of the Horse, equine influenza decimates Australian racing. 2009, Chinese Year of the Pig, swine flu epidemic kills hundreds of pigs around the globe. Next year, 2010, Chinese Year of the Cock. That is indeed worrying. I'm sorry, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. But I still need more. I'm ever hungry for twat. And it's been a long time since...
You love twat, don't
I
you?
I do.
You fucking love it a bit.
That's really nice.
Can't get enough. You lick it, you chew it, you suck it. You're so stuck into it. Fucking outrageous.
I am the twat commando.
It's enough to make my bowels ever clear and sail, I tell
you.
Is it? Just thinking about it. You are the twat commando. I'm the twat commando. I tell you what, I'm the fucking twat commando.
So, if you have a twat,
I'm the pussy paratrooper.
If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me. Always appreciated. Tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. And this week, it's from Richard Sharp, who's emailed in before.
Sharpie! Oh yeah, and this is Midnight Configuration.
Ah, cool.
Sorry.
Okay, it's me again, Richard, Punky's biggest twat. Now that's quite a claim. I found more, this town is bustling with them. Good. Some cunt stole my iPod. I know who it was, but by the time it's in their pocket, it's, you've seen an iPod, I ain't seen an iPod. What is an iPod? I did think about citizen's arrest, but I thought justice would be better served through the medium of his twat.
Yeah, I'd have thought, I thought of Citizen Smith.
Yeah.
Cool. Power to the people!
And so I nominate the cunt who stole my iPod of Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire, United Kingdom, as the twat I will never hear.
Tony, he's using the C word a lot here. Now,
he is,
you could have edited it yourself. You could have edited it yourself, really. I'd like you to say chat rather than...
Are we putting a ban on the C word?
No, just for the benefit of this, I'd like to hear you say chap a little bit.
Do you want to read it again?
Yeah.
It's me again, Richard, Punky's biggest twat. I found more, this town is bustling with them. Some chav stole my iPod. I know who it was, but by the time it's in their pocket, it's, you've seen an iPod, I ain't seen an iPod. What's an iPod? I did think about citizen's arrest, but I thought justice would be better served through the medium of his twat. And so I nominate the chav who stole my iPod.
Chap.
Oh, I thought it was chav.
No, chap.
Chap.
Yes.
Start again. Oh, sorry.
No, keep going.
Oh, okay. And so I nominate the chap who stole my iPod, Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire, United Kingdom, as a twat I will never hear. Unless I just play it through iTunes, but it's principles, Tony, it's principles. Much iPodless love, expat, Geordie Rich. And then he puts lots of kisses. Very strange.
Oh, it is very strange.
So you ready?
I'm ready, yeah, I think this is fine.
So, the nameless chap who stole the iPod from Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire, in the UK,
is a twat.
So, keep
absolutely
them
fair enough.
Thank you.
Absolutely fair enough, yeah. Please do send Tony your twat. He fucking loves it.
Loves him. Loves it.
And if you don't, I'm going to kick you up the chap. Right. Next track, Tony, taking a slightly different direction now. We've had three songs. They're not run-of-the-mill. They're not obvious. They're not mainstream or anything. But they are recognisable as the kind of stuff we would play on Punky. Okay. But no Punky is complete without something ridiculous. And so I would like to take this opportunity to thank, with all of my farts, the Reverend Beatman and Voodoo Rhythm for this next lovely little slab of nonsense. Tony is by a band called the Pussy Warmers, who are, I believe, Italian. I think they're Italian. This is one of the most ridiculous and crazy albums I've heard in a long time, and that's saying something. I have picked one of the more crazy and ridiculous songs of it to play for you. What I want to know is, what's the Pussy Warmers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/PussyWarmers.
No, the Pussy Warmers. Ha ha ha. It's Paulie B, the Internet 2, Tony 2. This is going to be closer than I thought. I did think you were going to thrash me this week. This is from the album My Pussy Belongs to Daddy.
That's wrong.
Oh, God. And it's available now on Voodoo Rhythm Records. This is Sarà Una Volta.
In città, io non ci ho mai creduto, pertanto mi dà da pensare. C'era una volta un tale, dicevano i vecchi giù al bar, vendeva il falso per vero, meglio del tuo col bazar. Esagera, 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 esagera. Mille montagne ha scalato, senza nemmeno sudare, da 100 metri pendato, si era tuffato nel mar. Mille montagne ha sfilato, senza nemmeno pagare, 100 gazzose al minuto, senza nemmeno lavorare. Ma di saper vivere senza respirare, non fece quel tale. Ma di saper vivere senza respirare, in tempo non fece quel tale.
So, Tony, that was the Pussy Warmers from the album My Pussy Belongs to Daddy. It's mental. If you like that sort of thing, you're going to love it. If you don't go anywhere near it. It's going to make your ears bleed. I really like it, of course, because I'm a bit daft. It is truly fantastic album, though. It's one of these albums that you can either empty a room or fill a room with it. So it's a good one to play at the end of a party, because people will either leave the party thinking that's the best party I've ever been to, or think, oh, my God, I need to get out of there. I'm sure they would like to split an audience that way. That's what they're all about, I suppose. Now then, Tony, I've had a few weeks off this bloody GoDaddy thing. I do appear to have completely forgotten about it. So, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, could you tell me about it?
Yeah, sure. Well, as far as I can remember, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and I think should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
All those cheeky little website builders.
Cheeky little chaps. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site.
Maybe you do.
Yeah. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure...
Sell figs.
Can you sell figs?
Can you sell figs from your online shopping store?
You probably can.
Because they would help your bowels to have a clearance sale.
Do you think you need that right now?
I need a clearance sale in my online shopping store.
But you can secure your shopping cart with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what is that?
This L's.
No, I got it wrong again. I said, what is that? I fooled you. Ha ha ha.
Which will protect your customer details.
They need protecting.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. Finally, the best news of all, if you're interested in code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more, and why is that particularly good?
Because it's... because of that, it's generated better.
So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
Well done, Tony. It's now crystal clear.
Excellent. Good.
And here's the next stop. A track from the new EP by History of Guns.
Okay.
Who, again, it's a bit of a departure to Punky, but I do like playing History of Guns because it's a bit of old-fashioned goth, a bit of old-fashioned electro-goth, and not dissimilar from some of the stuff that John Peel was playing in the early 80s, which sadly I do remember. Of interest to this, the EP is called When You Don't Matter, and that's the title track. But it's very slow. I didn't want to play that one because it's a bit slow for us. But track two is Slice Up Your Wife, which is exactly what you'd think. It is a complete rip-off of Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls.
Oh, dear.
And it's an interesting cover version. If you are a History of Guns fan, this is an EP you need to have. If you're not, this again is an end of party job. But and we've managed to do two end of party jobs in a row, but it does lead to a certain amount of asymmetry in the show, seeing as the last three tracks have a theme as well. What do I know is, Tony, what is History of Guns MySpace page?
MySpace.com/History of Guns.
It is. It's Tony 3, probably being the internet too. And just out of interest, you can't get this yet. It's released on the 20th of July. Now then, Tony, I want to tell you a little bit about... Where am I? About... I've managed to do that twice. I've done it the wrong way around. Right, I'll do it this way around. I want to tell you a little bit about me last weekend, because I had a funny incident.
Okay.
I was doing Reading Jongleurs on Friday and Saturday. And Friday, I got the train, and I was waiting at Paddington, and I was having a smirk outside Paddington. And this rather well-dressed man walked up to me with his friend and started a conversation. And he said, it appears it got slightly cooler. I went, yes, there is something of a breeze. And we got to it. He said, so are you a musician? I went, I'm a stand-up comic. He said, oh, really? Are you performing this evening? Because I had my guitar on my back. I went, yeah, I'm doing Reading Jongleurs. Live the dream. He and his accomplice laughed. He said, oh, I'm sorry, let me introduce myself. I'm Michael Vine. I went, oh, hello, Michael Vine. I'm Paul B. Edwards. His mate went, oh, Paul, good name. That's my name. We had a little chat. He said, listen, you must email me next week. And he handed me his card. I went, oh, thanks very much. So I, feeling slightly odd, I sent a text to my agent. I said, I've just had this bloke who comes to me called Michael Vine from Michael Vine Associates. He said, he's a massive TV agent. Like,
oh, right.
And I suddenly felt like a size zero starlet plucked out of a crowd. I'm sure nothing will come of it, but anyway, Michael Vine, if you're listening, you're a very nice man, and thank you very much for the chat. I had to cut the conversation short because I had to get on the 6:21 to Reading, where the Friday night was fairly quiet, and then on the train back, I got on the tube at Paddington, and it all went wrong at Edgware Road when there was some sort of delays or something, and I got stuck for 45 minutes going three stops with the detritus from the fucking Take That concert.
Oh dear.
It's packed full of fat women with flags waving and cooing. Oh, and it was hot down there. It's a close environment. All these fat women. I thought I was going to run out of air. Fortunately, by Great Portland Street, things started to speed up a bit, and I was all right, and I did make my train. Then on Saturday, I went back and I did the same thing. Not with Take That and Michael Vine, just the same gig. But at the gig, a lady called Chantel walked up to me and said, would you like me to buy you a drink? I said, it's all right, I get my drinks free. She went, no, I'd like to buy you one. I used to work here, and I know that the dressing room facilities aren't great or anything. Well, and you'd probably like a drink. I went, oh, yeah, thank you. So she said, what would you like? I said, and I fell off the wagon, Tony.
Have you?
I said, I'll have a Jack Daniels and Diet Coke. I wasn't thinking. And she said, would you like a single or a double? I said, don't ask me that question. She said, I'll get you a double. So, and then at the end of the show, I gave her a kiss on the lips, which amused all of her friends who were the rest of the Hindu. Ha ha ha. So, yeah, so that was that. That was Reading. Yeah, I know. Sorry, there was something else that I was going to say about that. I've completely forgotten.
Oh, okay.
Then on Sunday, just gone, it was Rhythms of the World in Itchen, which used to be Europe's largest free world music festival, and is now £7 to get in. So it's just a music festival in a field, but it's absolutely brilliant. The New Town Centers were playing, and a band called New Groove Foundation, who are in keeping with the Ruskins. You know, we played the Ruskins the other week. It's this kind of indie ska hip hop crossover that appears to be very popular with the young people at the moment. Absolutely brilliant band. Really, really enjoyed them. Thought they were great. Bumped into loads of people down at Rhythms I haven't seen in a long time, and told a lot of them about my gigs this weekend, and also Rather, which is this Thursday, which I'll tell you about after the next song, which is about to come up now. It's by it's the first of three. I keep saying also the winner of the Ruskins competition was Richard Sharp. Well done, Sharp.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's funny, isn't it, that he was on the show this week and then he's won the comp. So I'll get that in the post to you at some point. Richard, if you can email me your address, I will stick that EP in the post to you sometime this year. Now, the next three tracks, in fact, the last three tracks on this all-new eight-song format, Punky, we've got here, are all from Nicotine Records. Now, these came through a while ago. We love Nicotine Records. And three very different songs, first up by The Moshines. Now, this, mate, this sounds a bit like Zodiac Mind Warp and The Love Reaction. It's kind of, it's a bit metal-y, bit rock, okay. Bit nass. I like it. It's from an album called The Eagle Has Landed. What I want to know is, what is The Moshines' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMoshines
Yes, it is. It's Tony for Paulie with the Internet too. And because of that, Tony, the pig can stay. I'm so sorry, Tony. In the last section, you heard the Chop Tops under us, and the Moshines album has got 12 tracks on it, and it's a really good album. They're all like that. They're all like the Pick and Stay. It rocks.
Mm.
It proper rocks. It's proper bow. And you're now listening to... Sorry, did I say the Chop Tops? I meant the Planet Smashers. This is the Chop Tops. And do you want to tell me a little bit about your trip then, Tony? You're away for a month, weren't you?
Away for a month. So briefly, or not so briefly, we started off, we drove from your place after recording the show to my sister's, and then we went to Dover, got to Calais and drove through France, very short and quick. That's how I like it, through France. Got to Belgium.
I like it short and quick.
Drove through Belgium to Antwerp, which everything was going okay. It was nice. Then we hit Antwerp. Massive traffic jam. About, I think we hit Antwerp on a Friday afternoon, probably about 4 o'clock. and it was just queuing for an hour right into the centre of Antwerp.
The world famous Antwerp rush hour.
Yeah.
You absolute Antwerp for trying to do that.
I've been Antwerped. Oh. And the Belgians drive like nutters, and their road system in Antwerp is...
Well, you know why, don't
diabolical.
You?
Why?
You know why they drive like nutters? Because they've got a load of chocolate in the back of the car, it's hot, and they've got to get back to the kids before it melts.
Exactly. Weird place, Antwerp. I find it really weird. The people seem quite rude. I'm hoping
well, that's because
looking...
you're over the age of 16.
And had no chocolate. We had an always looking incident.
Always looking.
Which reminded me. We walked out of the hotel when we eventually got there. And I got hit by a cyclist. I had no idea. So they have this red part of the pavement. And she just drove straight into me. And was shouting abuse at me.
Oh, that's why you think they're rude. Because you step on their cycle paths and they knock you over.
Probably. Well, I was walking right
and
down
and shout at you for being ignorant.
I was an ignorant foreigner, but I was driven into. By
but who Belgian. Came off worse?
Oh, she did.
Excellent.
Yeah. I walked away, just being English, going, I can't understand what you say. It's fine.
She hit the man mountain that is Tony Hearn. Now, is Antwerp, is that Flemish or are they Walloon or what is that?
I think it's Flemish, but we couldn't right. quite place it because we were only there for one night and we were right. so knackered, we kind of slept most of it.
Alright, so, could you understand what anyone was saying?
No. I couldn't detect French and didn't sound like Dutch. So
it's Flemish.
Yeah, Flemish then, isn't it?
That's Flemish.
So anyway, we got the hell out of there the next morning and drove through to Steph's mum's in Bottrop in Germany.
In where?
Bottrop. It's north of Düsseldorf.
I thought you said Bottrop.
Bottrop.
That's it. If your bowels don't have any clearance though, you might get Bottrop.
And we hung around there for a few days, getting ready to go to Berlin. So we drove to Berlin, took us 6 hours, I think it was. Really nice drive, loving the German roads. But not quite... Can't really take advantage of it in a 1 litre Fiesta.
I guess not.
No. But you just drive out of they just overtake you at 200 miles an hour, it's nice. But
das ist englische Schweizer. Englische Schweizer is fine.
Berlin, I really like.
Eine Liter Fiesta Schotten.
I took it steady. But, yeah, Berlin was really nice. Took a good look around there. We stayed near the Tiergarten. Just
right.
north of there. And just kind of stayed for 3 days. Did the sights, took a boat trip. Just walked around, found a piece of the Berlin Wall. I think there's only one
bit.
That
was my next question. That was my next question. Did you see any of the wall?
Where the Berlin Wall was, they left a marker on the floor. So you could see where it ran through, behind the Reichstag. And you could see which side of it you are on. And we saw a bit of the old Berlin Wall. They got quite a big section of it, but it's protected. But you can still see it, but you can't touch it.
Right, and is that anywhere near Checkpoint Charlie?
It's not. It's just to the north.
Okay.
But I did see that on a map.
Tony, I can see it from a fucking map.
Good. Well, but yeah, I didn't see it, unfortunately. We kind of stayed away from that. But yeah, but it was really good. So I saw most of the main points of Berlin and had a Berliner.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But it turns out when we stayed in this... place. There's a website called Airbnb, which is kind of people renting out their private apartments as B&Bs.
Right.
And we used that, and we ended up being an American gay guy who was living in Berlin. And so he was showing us around the place, and Steph asked him, are you studying here then? Because he's American. And he goes, oh, no, I live here. Ich bin ein Berliner.
He said, oh, no, just bumming.
Yeah. Ich bin ein Berliner. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And I said, oh, well, I must do that. I must have a Berliner while I'm here. And then he just kind of looked at me strange and went, oh, no, I'm not that kind of Berliner.
The true colours came out there, Mr. Hearn.
It wasn't until later I realised that it's everywhere else in Germany they call donuts Berliners. But in Berlin, they just call them donuts. So, no, turned out why I gave you out my first day there.
That is a very useful piece of information.
Yeah, I thought he was in with a joke, but apparently not.
Be very careful when in Berlin not to call their donuts Berliners. Otherwise, you're in danger of getting bummed.
Yeah.
Does B&B stand for bumming in Berlin?
Probably. Probably why I was so disappointed.
But, hey, Tony, thank...
That was Berlin.
Right, so thank you very much for part one of your trip.
Okay, that's cool.
If it's all right, we'll get part two next week.
Yeah, that's cool, yeah.
Cool, in that case then, let's get on with the next song. Now, this band are not from Berlin, they're from Seattle. They're another one from Nicotine Records. And the band are called All Time High. The album's called Friends in High Places. You can tell they're from Seattle when you hear this, Tony. It has Nirvana-ish overtones.
Ah.
I'll ask you about the website after we played it. In the meantime, this is Earthquake B. So that's All Time High and Earthquake B. That's a scary insect, an Earthquake B. From their album, Friends in High Places. What I want to know is, Tony, what is All Time High's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/All Time High.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/All Time High Rock, which makes it Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 3. This is close. Do make sure you check out not only the tracks we played this week, but also everything that Nicotine Records have to offer. Just type Nicotine Records into the internet, you'll find them. I'm just looking to see if I've got... I haven't got... they're in our MySpace Top Friends as well, myspace.com/punkyradio. You'll find them there, and you should find all the bands you played on this week's show there as well. Right, you're now listening to Project Marv, Tony.
Okay.
Any news on whether he's finished his album yet?
I got a message from him when I was away saying he's got a holiday and possible recording time end of July, I think. So he's looking to finish it. And I think he's asked Corey from Alcohol to help him on drums, because I don't think he's got a drummer anymore.
That's going to be a tiny recording session.
Yeah. So I don't know. I need to get back.
Go record that in a matchbox.
If only you could fit my ego in that matchbox.
Hey, they couldn't fit my ego in a small in Antwerp. There'd be a rush hour driving around my ego. Speaking of my ego, this Thursday is the second show of Rather, my new cabaret show in Camden. It features a host of good acts, including the real Brian Blessed and Nick Revel, two fabulous comics. And we've got some dancing ladies, and we also got lady magician Karina Fenton, and I'll be emceeing, and we've got Close Up Magic, and they have nice Mediterranean food, and it's a snip at £10 to get in, £8 with the flyer downloadable from the Facebook page, which is groups.to/ra-the. If I do send you that link, though, it comes up with a bloke in Leeds called Richard Weiss or something. Christ knows why. Anyway, that's this Thursday. If you know anyone who lives or works in London, please do invite them along to that show, and I hope to see you down there. Friday and Saturday are my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth. Friday night features Gordon Southern and Danny Buckler, both who will be at the club for the first time, I think. Then on Saturday, Danny is replaced by Ninia Benjamin in Letchworth. So that promises to be an excellent weekend. Oh, and I know we haven't had an international gig guide this week, but Saturday night also sees the 7th birthday of the Coven in Luton.
Oh, wow.
So, Russ, I have got a mention in for you there. And they will be auctioning off, or someone's going to win, a witch made by Loopy Lou.
Okay.
So that's this weekend for me. You got any plans?
No, not this, don't think it's not this weekend. Just kind of trying to get back into swing everything now.
Trying to get back into swinging, aren't I?
Back into swinging, yeah. Yeah. See if there's any new people on the block.
It's that German, isn't it? She can't wait. Yeah. So, Tony, I've been seeing you for a while now. When do we do the swinging?
You've got to try these things. Just
I'm looking forward to installment two of your trip next week. But right now, Tony, if you've got nothing else to say, we've got to play the last song.
Okay.
This is another one from Nicotine Records, making it three. So we had three local boys at the start, and then two Maddos in the middle, and then three Nicotine Records at the end. Thus, asymmetry is confirmed on this new genre, new type, new format, Punky Radio. Hope you enjoyed it. Please do all the things you're supposed to. We'll remind you after the break. This is a band called False Alarm, Tony. Now, this came out a few years ago and features... Where are we now? Features Dee Dee Ramone, and you can tell it is fairly Ramonesy. It's from the album Fuck 'Em All, We've Already Won. And it is like a Ramones album, basically. And if you like the Ramones, you'll love this. What I want to know is, Tony, what is False Alarm's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/FalseAlarm.
No, MySpace.com/FalseAlarm Records. It's Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 4. This is an honourable draw for me this week. I'm very pleased about this. And this is Devil Devil.
Devil, devil, up in the air. See the clouds moving everywhere. Oh, I'm a fire.
that's false alarm, man. Devil, devil, we sound like the Ramones. Devil, this came out some years ago. Devil, devil, I hope you're impressed. Oh man, Tony wears a dress in Berlin, obviously.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for listening to us. Sorry that we've had a few weeks. I say a few weeks off. Hope you enjoyed episode one. I listened to it. Oh, for fuck's sake! At least we are. But at least we've calmed down.
We were so excited, though,
weren't we?
Yeah.
They were more innocent times, Tony. More innocent times.
They were.
How our lives have changed since then.
Yeah.
You took a long pause then, Tony. They really have changed since then, quite a lot. I'm divorced for starters, and you've got a girlfriend. Who'd have thunk it? Now, please do make sure that you leave us MySpace comments, myspace.com/punkyradio. Also, you vote for the podcast, Ali. Tony, you'll tell them how to do that now.
Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish. And I'll read them out. Thank you very much.
And also, very important that you review us at iTunes. How do they do that, Tony?
You can search for Punky on iTunes, or if you're lazy, go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page on there. Just log in and review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK.
And very importantly, I have completely forgotten to say that during the making of this show, I've drunk a pint of homemade sangria.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you missing piñata?
Just a little. Although I have been in touch with most of the Billies I was out there with, and we're all looking forward to next year. Can't wait. But we'll do the piñata special next week.
Yeah.
We'll do the special next week, so expect lots of psychobilly next week. And a couple of interviews I did manage to do when I wasn't drunk. Although one of them is minus my voice, and one of them is a bit windy. I'll explain it all next week. I've been a bit windy this week, I tell you. My bowels have had a clearance. So if you do have a word of the week, phrase of the week, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, etc. Also, a big hello to Roach Radio, Hussy Skunk, and Wicked Radio for your continued support. Thank you so much. Is that it, Tone?
That's about it.
That's about it. I hope to see you all at my gigs this week, rather, and last minute comedy hitch in Letchworth. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Up oog, up oog. And we've got lumps of it around the back.